because I'm being gracious today. Because I think I'm sitting in her chair. That's why I'm being gracious.
You are.
I am. I'm in the hot seat chair.
And television together.
Okay,
that's
so
long and short.
So how cool do you?
I freaking love it. I think it's awesome. It's great. I started as an actor years and years ago and was on Broadway and had like a whole career. I thought I wanted to be in the spotlight, and that wasn't so much. It just for me, that wasn't my thing. And being behind the scenes and getting to see sort of the mechanics of it all and how you put the elements together, and then working with writers and working with story. And I get up every morning pretty early, and I'm always excited about what I do. It's not always easy, but it's fun. Hey, oh, look, check it out.
Hi, Kitty.
I'm not a huge cat fan, but there is a cat here.
It's okay. I'm going directly to the window.
Like,
that's where the cat lives.
Sun bathing time.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Photo bomb.
And I'm sorry, he's just as cute as you are. So I'm really sorry.
I just want to pet him now.
I have a cat myself, so
you're back to professional. Alright, so we're back to professionalism.
Yes.
So what's your favorite part about the story element and putting like a show together? It's behind the camera, is it in the writer's room? And those are the only two places we've ever interviewed, so if you're out of those two, we don't really know about what you do. Sorry. So you'll have to explain.
I'm mostly on the page. I mean, I am mostly working with writers or producers, but there's two things I do. One of them is working with writers where we start with the idea for the story and we just sort of expand it. The thing that's I find to be so much fun is that if you can really lock down a solid structure, if you get, first of all, why you're trying to tell the story. I do this thing called the Social Impact Conference as well, which is about socially relevant film and TV, and most artists and most people in the industry, whether they're lawyers or agents or they came here to this industry because they wanted to make a difference in some way, either make people laugh or change the world in some way. And it starts when it comes to story. It starts with sort of the theme. What's the key? What is this actually about? And so, if you can identify that with a writer, and then you have a pretty solid structure so that everything about what you're saying, even as the story winds and weaves, it's ultimately always sort of referring back to that point. That's what I find fun is really working with artists who each have something really unique to say and pulling out of them what that is and putting it in a format that we as audience can really understand and enjoy.
Oh, okay, wow. We totally get that.
Yeah, we do.
Oh, good. I thought you were going to say, I have no idea what you're talking about.
No.
We do it in a dead media form.
Yeah,
I actually work with a publisher as well. That's the other thing I do is I work very closely. Level 4 Films is the...
I'm
working from home right now, and I have a dog that loves my cat and a cat that hates my dog. So you're going to get to see the drama unfold.
Oh, that's really great.
But I also work with a publisher, and so the publishing company is Level 4 Press. We have a production company called Level 4 Films where we take books, and books are sort of gold, right? 80% of all Academy Award movies are based on books. Half of all movies are based on books. And we turn books into movies and TV, and that's a similar process. It just starts a little earlier in the development process. But I love working with books, and I read way too much.
Is that a thing? I've never heard that.
I've never heard that you can read too much.
That's like being too cool.
Well, you guys have this weird thing that has paper. I'm not sure what that is. The books
I
have.
No, but we have a cooler thing.
It's called a flash.
It helps you get through back.
There you go. That gets you past chapter 3.
You need them. Especially if you're writing. But, I should ask you, do screenwriters have the same dependency? Not necessarily dependency, but, you know, writers, they say writers are great for themselves. Do they have that reputation of having a dependency on liquid? Inspiration.
I mean, it is really hard to write a screenplay, and it takes a long time. So there's some screenwriters that I work with who are, not always all there. But when they're writing, generally, you got to have a pretty clear head because, again, you are condensing. You know, if you think about the last movie you saw, it feels like this, you know, whatever it might be, it feels like it's a full story. You have to condense a full story with all the backstories of all the characters into 90 minutes or 100 minutes. It takes a lot of skill to be able to sort of, you know, put that much onto the page. So whether they, you know, hit the flask off duty, when it comes to writing, they really have to be focused. And I don't care. We all like that. And by the way, that flask is awesome. Is that a personalized flask with the lips?
Yeah. And then we have one that has our title, and I thought being grown up was easy. We put it on the flask because, I mean, seriously.
And a shot glass. So we sell the set together because when you figure it out, it isn't. You're going to need them.
Yeah, I hear you.
Every once in a while, you'd be like, you know what? This week, no, I'm gonna need this.
Yeah.
So, Mr. Becker, where can we find out more information about you? Because I know you're busy, so we're not gonna do a long interview.
You know what? There's a thing called the socialimpactconference.com. It needs to be updated, but that's sort of our yearly conference that we do. I have I do a screenwriting competition as well, which is for emerging writers, where we bring in people from the industry. And so if you go to mynexttv.com/writers, so mynextv.com/writers, you'll see there's a screenwriting competition. And again, you know, it's not the key to success, but people who win that competition do pretty well. And that's a way to get in. And then the rest is, if you guys want to provide an email or whatever it is, I can tell you what that is, but I like people getting in touch with me because I work very closely, mostly one-on-one, whether it's with sort of celebrities or celebrity production companies or people who are literally just starting out. It's a real one-on-one process, so I don't really have sort of a big web presence
I completely forgot to ask you about Next TV because that is the reason that I found out about you in the first place. So
right.
Before we wrap this up, do you mind, Jay?
No. I mean, if he has minutes, we have some minutes.
Okay. You tell us about Next TV?
So Next TV, I used to represent writers and filmmakers, and the model there is you give me your material, I go out into the marketplace, and I go and try and sell it. And 99% of the time, you don't sell it. It's just whether you're Spielberg or whoever, you just don't sell everything. But every single time I reach out to someone, if I'm reaching out with the right material, I'm building relationship, and that's sort of building my career. So for 10 years or so, I've built this massive contact list based on other people's scripts. So at Next TV, when our partnership ended, I decided, what if I empowered writers to do it themselves. So we teach writers how to produce, basically, how to bring their material out, build a production company, bring their own material out, and start building those relationships themselves. We do it with authors, with writers. And again, it's not like some sort of gimmicky thing. It's really how producers work. It's building those relationships. It might not be this script you sell, but now you have a pipeline where you can keep bringing scripts if you build that relationship. If you rely on an agent or a manager, which have, you know, which are very important as well, you can only go back to those people through that same agent and manager. So we want artists to be empowered, and that's the core of what Next TV is about. We do coaching, we do programs, we do competitions, but it's always about empowering the artists to bring their own material out.
That is fantastic, and thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you.
And having the drama
awesome.
Between the cat and the dog, we appreciated
it. It was
fun.
Like watching a movie.
I was like, Donna.
I should have let it play out because it gets fun.
Thank you so much for coming on. I'm Jade.
And I'm Winona. You want to wrap us up?
Yes, and you can find everything that the ladies are doing on www.andwethrower.com, including our docuseries,
Just Like Life, which is on Amazon and Channel 18. Also, if you go to the ladies tab, go to the middle of the page, you will find the charities that we proudly support.
Middle.
I love how she's doing it, like she's an airline stewardess. Because this is normally her part.
In the middle,
exactly.
Right there.
And we would love if you would support them too. So our last part is, go ahead and start it.
That wisdom is all around you. If
you're open to finding it and accepting it. So peace and love, you guys, from Winona, who's never really going to get her nails done in life.
And Jade, with no one ask your hands this week.
Go